What is up, Creative Gang? Welcome back to episode number 59 of In the Frame Podcast. First things first,
let's get it cracking.
Sheesh.
Cheers, man.
Salud.
That was harsh.
What the fuck is
like, what's that? What's up, man? Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Good.
I'm feeling that shirt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shit, it's pretty Nike, dope. Bro. Pretty dope Nike Dry golf fit. Shirt.
Yeah, I like it, man. I've been buying a lot of these shirts because they're like they're really comfortable, and like when it gets hot right now. Well, it's not hot, right?
No,
like,
it's actually it was 80 degrees today.
Yeah, it was fucking hot today. Yeah.
Well, guys, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. I know you guys missed us last week, but yeah, we are back in town, back in style. Hope How you was your Thanksgiving, fun. Man?
My Thanksgiving was good. Ate a lot, now gotta work a lot, work out a lot. It was wonderful. What about yours?
Yeah, I did pretty good too, man. It's tamale season, baby. So yeah, I got some traditional dishes as well. Got the turkey, got the
pumpkin pie,
all that good shit, man. Yeah. And then yeah, I had a Friendsgiving too. You were there too, man. Yeah. So that was cool, man. Yeah, cool. It was cool having people here at the house, or the apartment, whatever.
How's the business? How's business going?
Business is good, man. It's been good. Today was a weird day, man. It's like,
what do you mean?
Today was just a funky day as far as like drive, as far as motivation. Not necessarily motivation. Like
off day or what?
If my world was like crashing down, it'd be easy to say like I'm probably depressed, but I'm not depressed. Like because everything's going really good in my life. Work's amazing. My girl's amazing. My living scenario is amazing. I got great things happening in the future. So it's like there's nothing wrong that's making me like. I don't know. I went to the gym today, this morning, and then all of a sudden I just like, what? I don't want to do shit. Like, it was weird. I'm like, I was literally going through the motions. I'm like, all right, I'm done. Like, I tried to like be in the gym. I was there for like 30 minutes probably. Mm-hmm. I'm usually there for like an hour 15, 20. And I go home. I have a few deadlines that I need to hit today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so like, I want to get as much done today because I know I got things going on tomorrow. And I think I'm just hating it. I'm just hating every moment. It's like, bro, like, what the fuck's going on, man?
Are you hating it because you're having a routine and is it reminding you of that 9-to-5 job or nah?
No, because like, and I try everything as far as like stepping back and have some sort of perspective. Like, hey, man, like, dude, people would kill to be in your position as far as like you get to hang out at home, work whatever jobs you want to do, work on these projects where most people are doing jobs they don't like. Like, stop fucking tripping. I'm like, all right, cool. You're right. I'm like talking to myself. Dude, it's like back and forth. It's
weirdo.
Like, yeah, dude. And so it's still not working. So I'm like, I go on a one wheel, do my little mini vacation, as you'd say. Get my little coffee, go around the beach. It's beautiful. It's freaking November and it's still like sunny. It's amazing. Yep. Even that didn't help out. So I was like, fuck. Like when I was leaving the gym, I was like, man, I think I want to start picking up surfing again.
Yeah.
So I've surfed for years, but I'm so inconsistent. I'll go like a handful of times during the like a handful of times in one calendar year. So it's like I don't consider myself a surfer. I wouldn't call myself a surfer, but yeah. I do go once in a blue moon. But I just need to get a new wetsuit because it's pretty cold. The water's still cold, even if it's warm outside. And so I do know being in the water, like even if I don't catch a wave, just being out there paddling out, it just feels amazing being in the water, dude. I don't know what it is, but it's just my spiritual bag right there. So I want to pick up, I think I need to pick up surfing on the days where like I just need to break away from my everyday routine. So I guess maybe it is a little routine that I'm into.
There you go.
And it's like back in the hamster wheel. It's weird, man.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good, but
I mean, that's good that you're like, you're acknowledging
it. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm able to recognize, I feel like one of my talents is like, I'm able to recognize and be aware of my surroundings or how I'm feeling. And if it's feeling off, like I'll be like, oh, I feel weird right now. Like, why am I? And I try to figure out why am I feeling weird. Mm-hmm. And if there's no reason, for example, like today, there's no reason why I should feel this way. It's like, oh, it's just the off day, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Just one of those days.
Yeah. No, that's good that you can recognize because a lot of people sometimes will feel like, oh, man, I'm having a bad day. It's like, well, I like being sad. And they get addicted to that feeling. Like,
I don't know about that.
There's a science.
No, I'm saying like, no, I don't understand. No, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's like people like that. And it's like an addiction. It's like, you know, drugs are addicting.
Yeah.
A feeling is addicting. Like you feel addicted to feeling sorry for yourself.
That's so strange. Yeah. To me, it's like,
that's where people that's when people sometimes don't see that perspective because they're like, so like addicted to like, I want to feel bad for myself or something. We're not.
Have you ever felt that way?
No, but I can see how people can. I've had a bad day. Like, I've had bad breakups, bad times in my life where, yeah, like, I'm like, ooh, like,
yeah,
like, okay, like, I feel bad for myself. Like it feels like sometimes addicting.
And then you have like you have like that rocky moment of like you're just training, you're trying to like you're leveling up, but
yeah,
you're
there's always that
better.
That's always that third perspective that me and you share. Like, okay, well, like, whoa, step back. Like, what are you feeling like this? Like, nah, don't do that.
Because you're, for the most part, you're a positive person for the most part. Like, yeah, you're always like good energy. You're never like, you call me an old grouch all the time. So it's like, because I'm like more maybe grounded or like, yo, like, this gets shit done. And you're like,
I'm like, hey, grumpy, bro, let's surf.
Chill. Like,
no, yeah, I'm always a happy person. Like, I'm always funny. I like to make fun of light things, but
at the same time, you like to joke on yourself sometimes.
Yeah, there are times where, you know, me and you have had like bro moments, like, yeah, where I cry. Like, I'm not like, I cry because there's something like that I've never commented.
And that's rare when it happens,
because it's like stuff that I don't want to share here, but it's like personal between me and you, and that's happened. But nothing to be ashamed about that. I'm just saying, like, it's like falling in that depression, and we're not here talking about depression, but that's a simile to what we're saying. Like, you can get trapped in like feeling bad for yourself and like, mm-hmm, not stepping back and seeing that from a third person.
Right. Yeah. Fuck, I just had something good to say.
We're psychologists and shit now.
No, what I'm saying, no, I'm saying it because it's healthy to like talk about things like this, because like, I feel like
everything is not fine and dandy all the time.
Yeah. It's not, man. You're right. And yeah, just feel free to talk to somebody, man. Don't feel like you're like this macho guy that's like, hey, I gotta be hard 24/7. Cause there are characters like that they're just the coolest guy on earth 24/7. Yeah. They can't turn that button off and be like, yo, let me be vulnerable. Like, I'm feeling some shit, but I can't admit. Like, and I even have some friends. We have some friends where like, bro, I know something's wrong, man. Just, you could tell me, man.
I know, yeah.
But they just, the coolest guy on earth, man. It's like, yeah, fuck, bro. Like, I guess we're not there to that level where we could share these like intimate feelings, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, that's a good point that you bring, that, you know, putting the guard down is not, no, by no means not manly.
It's like, not a sign of weakness at all.
No, it's not. It's just showing like, hey man, I respect, I like trusting you, my friendship with you is like good enough to where like I can share this with you and maybe you can help me. And that's how you can get help. That's just what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, dude. Just feel free to like reach out to like any of your close friends, and if you don't even feel comfortable, man, like, yo, man, fuck it, like, send us a DM, man. Well, we're down to talk. We've had discussions with other listeners in the past before, yeah. And me and P go out of our way to like do voice messages. Like, we don't, because to me, like, texting is kind of a waste of time. Like, I'd rather just get shit done faster and more efficient. So, like, yo, hey man, I totally get what you're saying, blah 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 blah, blah. And just, it's just so much easier to do that.
Yeah, especially with these times, man. It's fucking Thanksgiving. If you don't have people to go to,
yeah,
you know, if you have extra chair, you know, invite them. Christmas is coming, New Year's, yeah, is coming.
And it's, I get why people like to, like, these are the moments at the time where people like to feel a little bit more, let's call it dark or more sad, because like, daylight savings happened a couple weeks ago. Now it's like, literally the sun is gone by 4:30 p.m., which is weird. Yeah. And so like, it's darker, it's getting colder out there. So it's, you kind of want to just bundle up and, I don't know, just fucking not be outside.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Shit, we got on a tangent of like of this, but I've been great.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, my bad, guys. We didn't mean to do that.
This is in the frame, man. We keep it real.
Yeah.
Nothing is rehearsed. So I've been good. I've been getting a lot of business, but, you know, we just mentioned it right now.
Yeah.
It's daylight savings. So yeah. I can't go like, oh, book a shoot and then run to the beach or run to San Diego.
I wanted to ask you, how is that affected your business?
Yeah, it's affected my business. But at the same time, it's like, I'm comfortable where it's like, I'm like, damn, like, I missed that. Like, God dang, yeah, like, yeah, I could have got blah, blah, blah. Like, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I have a good job. That's extra income.
Now, but you told me you've passed on a few jobs too, because like, it just didn't work out as far as lighting.
Yeah. So like right now it's like, I'm passing a lot of jobs. I passed 2 jobs to a photographer, and you know, it's hopefully, I know he got the job. So that's been happening. I'm learning
that. That's good.
So I'm waiting for that paycheck. You know what I mean? Because my name has some buck to it. Nah, I'm just kidding. And that's pretty much it. I've been lobbying a lot of jobs. The only times I can basically work when daylight saving happens is fucking weekends.
Or like, damn, in the month of like starting May or April, whenever
Daylight savings ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I get off work pretty late now.
Well, I mean, you're usually off around, what, 4 o'clock, 4:30?
5, 6,
Shit, 4. The sun's gone by then.
Yeah. So I can't make it. Yeah. And it's no point.
Unless you're doing like a studio shoot, which...
Yeah.
I feel like you're more like outside with your light next to you.
And even with the studio, like I'll be exhausted.
That's what I'm saying.
But anyways.
Yeah.
I've been lobbying a lot of jobs. I've been right now I've been working on only setting up a schedule where I can set up my schedule to where I'm only working weekends. So Saturdays. Sometimes I'm getting to the point now because it's like holiday season. I don't want to really work on Sundays. I've been working a lot on Sundays, like 7 days a week.
Got to watch Charger game.
Charger game, family time. Especially right now, I want to hang out with a lot of my family.
That's good.
I'm a big family person. Like, I hang out a lot of, I have a lot of family, big family, so I hang out with them a lot. My extended, my girl's family. And I, you know, like, right now I'm at the point where, like, okay, I did my work. It's time to, like, pick and choose if I really, really want to take a shoot. Like, if it's
and no better time to take advantage of that, because like you said, it's daylight savings, it's the winter approaching, winter is coming, and so like you want to just kind of just chill out. Your body just naturally shuts down earlier because the sun's gone.
There's a lot of engagement going on right now too.
Is there?
Yeah, like fall season, like November, like proposals. I've been shooting down a lot. Like I'm like, damn, that's dope. I can't do that, man. Like it's like they want like a last minute, but Tuesday at 3:30.
Get that all the time.
And I'm like, dude, I can't. And a lot of inquiries and stuff. Business is definitely booming, and it's just like at the point where like I can pick and choose, and I don't want to stress myself over like making a job happen because I have to, like, I feel obligated. It's, I don't know if you ever feel obligated, like, damn, letting them down because I said no, but at the same time, I'm like, well, there's other people, like, you can lob on people. I don't know. It's just a weird fucking feeling. Maybe because I'm getting used to, like, saying no.
Yeah, that is a transition that you're probably going through. But, yeah, as far as when inquiries do happen and it just doesn't work out as far as, like, either finances or I'm not into that project or anything else, instead of me saying no, I kind of like low-key lie. I'm like, hey, I'm honestly booked till this day, but you should probably work with this person instead.
Yeah.
And then I kind of always help them out. I don't just say like, hey, well, sorry, man, it's not going to work out. Good luck.
Yeah.
I just never like that with me. I usually try, like, I always think of like my creative homies, like my circle as far as videographers. And if it's photographers, I know who to hit up too. But mostly it's always video work. So, but yeah, it's been going on. And for me, I know you asked earlier if business is getting better or it's slowing down because it's getting colder and whatnot. We're fortunate enough to live in Southern California where the sun's fucking amazing for the most part. Like it feels like summer almost every day.
Yeah.
Once in a blue moon, we have our days of rain or it's just cold or just gloomy. But for the most part, it feels like summer every day. Yep. So people are still active, especially real estate agents. They can't slow down because that's their work. So they got to pump out content. And then I'm the guy that shoots the content for the most part.
Yeah.
Weddings, I've been getting booked a lot for weddings lately for the last few months.
Doing a wedding every weekend, bro.
Dude, it feels like it. I just remembered I'm doing my first ever wedding next week by myself, which that's gonna be pretty interesting to do. I'm just gonna film, not gonna edit it, but it's still gonna be interesting to just film the wedding by myself. So yeah, it's just for a few hours, not a full day, so that thank God for that. That's probably the reason why I took it, because it's going to be very short, like less than 4 hours. Mm. I'm assuming it's a small wedding, but yeah, that'll be interesting. I'll definitely have a recap for you guys next week after I do that. But yeah, ton of weddings for sure, man. Yeah. Weddings that I'm booking, a lot of second shooting, most second shooting, which I love.
Yeah,
I just show up, shoot, get a nice paycheck for the day, and then give you the SD card.
Dude, I've been fucking. I've been applying. I've been hitting up people at the like Facebook group. That the one, I don't know which one. I don't know if it's the one that you sent me or a different one, but they'll be like, "Hey guys, looking for a second shooter, wedding photographer."
I always think of you,
send me your website. They always say, "Send me a website." I sent them my website, and some girl mentioned me, like, "Hey, this is the thing, Tuesday, 11 a.m." I'm like, "Fuck, dude, I can't do 11 a.m., dude." And the hourly rate is not that bad.
Yeah,
but I'm like, damn, I can't do it. So I'm like, damn, the second shooter, like, I see why bro likes this. Like,
yeah, dude, you get a nice hourly rate between, like, I don't know, $150 to $200 an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know how what the photography rates would be, but it's not bad at all, man. It's pretty cool. You get to meet new people. Like, I shot a wedding that I did a couple weeks ago. the crew that I work with were all brand new, minus the one person that I kind of talked to a lot. And so I got to know with the new photographer, I got to know with the new videographer, all these vendors were shaking hands, kissing babies, all that good mm-hmm. stuff, passing out business cards and following each other on Instagram. So that's, I think I recommend, that might be a topic we should talk about. Like, yo, man, like if you're into like weddings in the wedding field, hey, man, just feel free to reach out to Second Shoot because that's where you meet people yeah. and you get great experience and you don't have that full pressure of
delivering.
Exactly. Like you said, not to give you an excuse to like slack off and not do your job correctly to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
But if something were to happen, you're kind of in the clear in a way. It sounds fucked up the way we're I'm wording
it's
it.
It's like a back, like it's like a, you have options.
It's like a safety net kind of thing. Yeah,
you have options.
Because you're not the lead.
Not only that, but like the first thing that she asked me was like, go website and then show me an example of your work. To like, you know, she wanted right. to see what's your eye looking like. Like yeah. what's your angles, what? And
then, I think those are valid questions to ask because yeah. I don't want to hire a random person that's like, just because you own a nice fancy camera and a nice fancy lens with a gimbal doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. You can't produce good content. Like,
yeah.
And everything like that. But that's an option, man. That's an option you guys could look at. Second shooters, you yeah. know, less pressure and dude, easy work.
That's one of the, I remember when I used to work my job and at the real estate company. And jobs would offer, like, would pop up on the weekdays. I'm like, fuck, like, I'm stuck in this office. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to, like, kind of quit because first I had peak. Second, yeah. I was like, man, like, I don't want to do this forever. Like, there's no future for me here in this company anymore besides a steady income, mm-hmm. which wasn't amazing. But it was good just to start. But it's like, I remember, like, I would ask for certain days off. Like, oh, I need to go to a doctor's or some. I would just lie, dude. Mm. And if not, I would just fucking call out like, hey, something came up. I can't show up, man. Something happened. I would just flat out lie and I would go to that job because financially I would make more money going to that to that specific gig than
yeah.
working the 8 hours at that job.
Damn.
So I kind of played the math right there. So like if it was under what I was going to get paid for the full 8 hours, then I probably wouldn't take it. But back then, I don't know, like, since I didn't have too much experience, I'd probably most likely take it. Like to me back then, like I would take the experience over the money for the most part.
Yeah. I only did that once in my previous job.
Yeah.
One time it was one of my highest paying gigs. And I was like, hey man, I gotta be out by 12. And then they were like, what? Like, dude, you know, you're busy. Like, dude, something came up. It's yeah. emergency last minute. And I went and I made money and I still got PTO for the freaking time that I missed.
So tight. I mean,
cool.
It's you got to be tricky, man. That's why if you have like a corporate job and you're doing this on a side hustle and you do want to bend the rules like the way we're doing it, as far as like calling out sick or making some excuse why you can't be there, you need to take a half day. Just be aware of who's following you on your social media because yep. the last thing you want to do is snitch on yourself and they can use that evidence to get yourself fired, man. Like that shit can't happen.
Post, what if I posted like freelance photography fucking
yeah like out here, like I've seen people that are, I've seen stories where like people like they call out sick and they're just hanging out at the beach and then their coworkers see it and they're a snitch. So like, hey boss, look what this person's doing. I've seen that happen before and they get in trouble. So yeah, you got to be careful as far as like, how do you feel about having coworkers following you? Do you have your current coworkers following you?
No, I don't. I
Or do you follow them? I mean, you can't really control if they follow you.
I think one. Yeah, uh-huh. but we're really cool. Like he's like he showed me the ropes and stuff. But other than that, I kind of stay away from that.
Yeah,
just because
you keep your boundaries.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not comfortable in my new job. I've only been there, more than a few months. But either way, like, I don't know. I'm trying to like my new job is more like. I don't want to say professional, but it's more yeah. like I can't really like talk about my life. It right. sounds weird, but it sounds like it's more like, I don't know. I just can't do the same things I was doing in my other job and yeah. be more loosey goosey.
Okay. And well, I mean, you are like in a manager position, so you need to like.
They're going
to
Google me now. Peter manager.
You got to like play your role. You can't just be like, I guess one of the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, that's true. And you know, that's one of the things. Another topic. I don't want to get into it. but we just said because that's I've heard those words from another close person saying about like you can't be
one of the guys
mingling.
I didn't know that.
Fuck, I gave too much information. I come back to work, here you're gone.
Anyways, so yeah, man, just be aware. The point is, don't snitch on yourself if you plan on calling out or requesting a half day, because you got to take your mom to the hospital, which is cap. So the new DJI, not DJI, Zhiyun dropped a new gimbal. A couple weeks ago. Actually, we failed to review it. It's the Zhiyun Crane M3. What are your thoughts on it, man? I mean, it's
M3 built.
There's nothing. It's so small. It's probably like the size of this freaking beer can, honestly.
The white one, right?
Yeah, it is a white one. It's pretty cool. I mean, it kind of reminds me of my Ronin SC, because mine's fairly small, but this was probably a little bit smaller. It says it can handle full frame cameras. I mean, I saw the review that I saw on YouTube. It did handle a A7S3, which is bigger than A7 III.
I saw it on an A6000.
I mean, yeah, those are preferably the cameras you probably want to have, but it can handle the A7S3 with a prime small lens, because he tried it with the 16-35 G Master. It didn't budge. But he had like a kind of like a pancake lenses. Like,
oh shit!
It did work. Not sure how great it is, but based on the examples that I saw, it did look fairly decent, man. So
yeah.
I think it's a good way to start if you're looking for a drone.
Gimbal.
If you're looking for a gimbal, this may not be a bad option for like a starter. It only costs, well, I'll let you guess the price unless you have it there already.
Yeah, $369.
Yeah, $370 is pretty decent.
What is that thing? This is it, an extended?
That's the mini tripod that goes on the bottom part, kind of like mine does too. Like most, it's just like you could stand it like and let it go. So it's like a mini tripod. You don't have to have it on. I usually have mine on all the time because I always place it on the ground because it does get heavy eventually and you want to rest your arm. But yeah, it's a pretty cool drone. Why do I keep saying drone? Pretty cool gimbal.
Yeah.
It's a good starter gimbal. It's different because it's white. Most gimbals are usually like black for the most part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You could probably find something a little cheaper if this is not your budget. And you don't mind getting something used, go on OfferUp, go on Facebook Market, and you could probably find one for as low as $150 to $200. So I don't know how you feel about used gimbals. Like, I would probably want a brand new gimbal. I'm weird when it comes to a certain used stuff. I could buy used lenses all day. I almost bought a used A7S3 because they're in back order, dude. I can't freaking buy one, really? Man. Yeah, I cannot buy one. So
how is the battery on your gimbal? That's always been my question. Has it ever died on you?
At first it was a great, and then I don't know, because it's a little older and I've been using it for a while. Probably had that gimbal for like 2.5, maybe 3 years at this point. It is dying quicker and quicker.
What's the average life?
I'd say probably I'd say like 6 to 7 hours.
That's a long ass time.
You think so? But the first time it dawned on me, I did a wedding and I shot with it all day. And towards the tail end of the wedding, this is like the open dance part where it's like I'd only need like a few minutes of shooting. But I was trying to experiment like with new techniques. Like I was on FPV mode, and maybe that's the reason why, because it takes a lot more energy. And eventually it just died on me. I'm like, well, it's never happened to me. And so I checked my battery level and it was completely fried. I'm like, that's never happened. Usually it lasts me all day.
Damn.
So I don't know if it's just like the battery's just like wearing down throughout time. And so, yeah, but for the most part, you're fine, man.
Damn.
I usually do a good job when it comes to like, I'm usually like a juice head, like, and by juice head, like I'm always charging stuff all the time, like to make sure we're juiced up and there's never an issue where like, oh, I'm at a shoot and then batteries died. That's happened many times in shoots where with my boys all the time, and they're like, their shit's dead. I'm like, bro, be a fucking professional, man. Like, how do you not have your shit charged? How do you not have your SD cards clear? Like,
we always Snapchat, man. I know who you are.
Dumbass.
People be like, what the fuck, that's me?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying any names, but a lot of people that I work with, man, they always make that stupid mistake of like not having their stuff juiced. But
so do you have multiple batteries for your
No, crane? It's all one. It's just the one internal battery.
Oh, it's internal.
So you got to charge it via USB-C. And it does seem pretty. This one charges pretty fast. Supposedly it charges in 2 hours, which is pretty impressive.
Damn.
Mine probably takes around 2 hours. So it's probably equivalent to the Ronin SC, which is a little older. I remember we put that in a story on Instagram for like, hey, guys, it's on sale. And then actually a couple people bought it, which is kind of cool. Too bad I wouldn't have that link thing at the moment at that time.
I was going to be like, bruh.
Yeah. So Pete, dude, how's the TikTok game been working out for you?
TikTok been great, man. I've been putting a lot of corny shit.
Dude,
I
Actually, you showed me like some of the concepts. I think you had, like, three posts. They're not that corny. Like, I thought they were going to be like the people that dance to the camera with their stupid ass camera like this. Like, hey, it's my camera. I'm a photographer. And they point at shit.
Yeah.
Or
I might do that corny shit soon. I'm just trying to move.
I can't even see you doing
that. I'm just trying to move people from TikTok over to Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, have you been getting some decent numbers? Because I know TikTok likes to get fake numbers out there.
Not really, dude. Nah, they're horrible. They're like a quarter of
Instagram.
Instagram.
Because you don't have that following yet.
No, I mean, I don't know. The only thing that's keeping me, we were talking about this, that's keeping me posting that in my reels and hiding it from the grid is that the stupid TikTok symbol. And Hutch was telling that you can hide it, but Android has an app, but I need to look one for Apple. That can easily, like, you can download the app and then, like, you can just filter it and it removes it. And he was telling...
So, are you editing it through the TikTok app?
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there, you download it. And then it has the time...
The watermark. Yeah, it says save video. You can save any video on TikTok, but it'll always have that TikTok...
The watermark.
...thing that's, like, shaking. And I don't want to put that on well... The only reason I don't want to put it on Instagram on my reel
is going to freaking shadow ban it.
Yeah. It's going to be, my views are going to be down. So what's the point of me doing all this work when it's going to get only a quarter of the views of a regular reel? So that's my only thing. Excuse me.
Yeah. Because you have a real cheat code too.
Yeah. I know I don't have a cheat code, bro. my shit is just fire, bro. All right.
So guys, so this is the way when we do on Instagram for In The Frame, Pete does like 90% of the work when it comes to social media. Yeah. So when he posts his reel, they fucking boom. And so sometimes, once in a blue moon, I'll post something.
Oh, you're talking about In The Frame.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's talking about In The Frame.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then when I post it In The Frame, they're for some reason dog shit. Like, the numbers are so bad, like embarrassing bad. And then when he posts it, like, yo, like 1,200 views or whatever, I'm like, you got some cheat code, dude.
No, that hasn't been happening no more. I think it's an algorithm.
Algorithm is changing because I think everyone's on reels at this point. It was like, all right, we don't need to push it as hard as we can because everyone's already... posting real content.
I think it's one of here's fucking cheat code, bro. I gotta get my cheat code. One thing is, I would always post a reel on In The Frame, and I would do this with every single one. If it was yours or my cover art, I would exit out, and sometimes it would work, and sometimes it wouldn't work because they said when you post it, be an hour off, like log off.
See, I've read the opposite.
Really?
When you post,
they say the more you're off. Line the more Instagram be like, yo, like let's try to send this guy like notifications that he's getting views, because remember you would get that notification like 1,000 views.
They stopped doing that.
Yeah, they stopped doing that. But that was a cheat code that lasted for like I don't know like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I always heard like you got to stay on it for the first hour is crucial because you need to respond to all your comments, which I don't do at all. Like
not for reals.
Interesting.
The second cheat code I found out after that was what the fuck was it? The music. It depends on the music. How the scarcer the music is that you pick, the more like the fucking original audio will fuck you over all the time. Original audio, people can't click on a song and find you, or it won't like be like, yo, you post this music on your stories, like check it out, like this guy posted a reel, like check it out, and it'll boost them.
Also, like it. That's one thing. Also, I mean, you got to play the game too. Like you got to like play the trendy songs. Like right now, the trendy song is a stupid Kanye West song. Praise God, it's not a stupid song. It's an amazing song. But I swear to God, Instagram is making me hate that song. The praise God, like the beginning part, like if you know, I don't know what the fuck it says, bro.
Yeah,
and then. That's kind of killing that song for me, but like you got to play those like top 10 trendy songs that's been playing. Kristen recognized all the music through TikTok. It's like, oh, it's a popular TikTok song. I'm like, no, the song's been popular before TikTok. Fuck TikTok. It's like, oh, that's all I know. It's from TikTok. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Like, but I don't want to be called the rebel. Like, I don't want to freaking post the same shit because I'll be literally that one piece of content out of millions of content that everyone's making the same style with that same song. It's like, I like to pick a song based on like how I feel about that piece of content and if it feels right with that video.
Yeah.
So I'll pick random songs sometimes, man, like that just are not popular. They're not going to get picked up by Instagram algorithms because it's just not the it song right now for the moment.
Yeah, no, I feel I'm in the same boat. I'd be like telling Shaw, I'm like, man, I really want to use that. Use it. I was like, man, I don't want to show people my music because it's like it's really good music. I used a couple here and there, like people would never have thought of, like oh, like this is really good. For me, like I'm always like I used to be a DJ, so like I'm like really good at finding good songs that people. I'm that fucking hipster who says, wow, they went commercial. Like, I'm not.
I hate them now.
Yeah, I hate them now. I'm that person. I'm fucking that person. Whatever.
We've all been there before. Remember when we used to watch Kendrick Lamar before he got popping?
Fuck yeah, dude. We went to Soma.
Yeah.
And he was.
He played Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe for the first time.
Yep. And then we're like, wow, that shit's whack. And then I'm like, bitch. Like, wow, this is actually cool. But yeah, man, like, that's just like, I don't know. That's the beauty of music or what, but. That's my TikTok is I'm only adapting because I'm like, dude, I need to grow. What can I do? I'm good at corny shit.
Let me press you, dude. Why do you need to grow? What is that you need to grow?
Why do I need to grow? Somebody from San Diego from TikTok will be like, oh damn, I didn't know he was a photographer. Like, I'm not paying for like my website to be like shown top or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using all the free avenues.
Yeah, you're not paying the SEO.
Yeah. There's fucking companies out there who spend thousands of dollars on advertising, on Instagram, on marketing, on Facebook ads, on ACOs, all that crap. And they're making the money, but I'm not there yet. I have a full-time job that pays well, and this is just supplemental income. I can't even fucking say it correctly right now. But it's extra income, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be frugal. Explore all the avenues. And TikTok, and I feel like, It's also TikTok. I chose TikTok because I'm like, all right, well, people don't really, we always like talk shit about TikTok, but if you want to see my corny shit,
we don't talk shit anymore, but like saying we're not going to TikTok.
Yeah, the corny content is going to be over there. My BTS is going to be over there. I'll show you how I did a shot. Like,
so you're going to separate your Instagram content to your TikTok content. You're not going to intertwine them.
I'll bring people. You'll sprinkle random it. Joe, the random Joe's going to look at my TikTok and be like, what the hell? Like, this guy photographs? And then all my TikToks always have a photo of my actual work, right?
Okay.
But they have like the BTS. Like, how did I do this shot?
Yeah.
The corny voice. I shot this.
The robot voice.
Yeah. How to do self portraits? My latest one. And I just fucking, I'm literally in the toilet seat. I'm like, how the fuck with this? Blah, blah, blah. Like, boom, done taking the shit. All right, post. I don't give a fuck. That's how my TikTok, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's how freedom of the technology is where I can just use it to my advantage. And that's what it is. This is bullshit content, corny content that can bring people from TikTok.
I can't wait to see you dance, dude, in front of the in front of your phone.
Wait for it, bro.
Wiggling your fucking bro.
Wait for my Christmas edition, bro.
I'm gonna follow you immediately if you start.
You don't have a TikTok, bro.
Kristen will show me.
He's fucking gonna follow me, bro.
Yeah.
Just screenshot it. Nah, but
like you out.
Yeah, that's just like that's just what I've been doing, and it's fine.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, you got to double down on LinkedIn, man. Get off that kid shit, bro. Go on LinkedIn, post your work there, get a dope professional headshot. We could go to a studio, fucking shoot that real quick. Double down on LinkedIn, bro.
I've already told you about LinkedIn, bro. I can't have two professional profiles. Somebody's going to top my name, and then it's going to be LinkedIn to my
thing. You're using your actual non-creative.
Yeah, so I already have two. I can't have two, and then like somebody. I mean, I can. But I can't. I don't want to make it confusing.
Right.
I don't want to.
I didn't put that in consideration.
Yeah, that's why I haven't done it. That's why
That makes sense. This whole time I'm like, why are you sleeping on TikTok TikTok? LinkedIn.
That's why. But I mean,
completely forgot you're a corporate head now. It's a good thing though. Call me out right now. It's a good thing.
Well, that's it. I'm out,
bro. It's a good thing that you're corporate, bro.
It's whatever. Like, that's why I've been using TikTok. I'm like, I don't know how many of you comment down below if you guys have like I wouldn't call it two separate lives, but like two separate things.
That's what social media is, though, bro. If you think about it, they're two separate lives. If you think about it, you're showing your highlight reel of like, hey, I'm the shit. I'm having the best time 24/7. I'm on vacay mode nonstop. I don't know what a job is. And in reality, they're depressed.
No, but see, that's the thing, though. Like my personal one used to be public. And now
your personal
it's
what
my personal Instagram.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Now it's private. Like, okay. I'll be posting like fucking phone pics, like random shit.
Yeah,
I'll be drunk. I'll be posting. I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck. Like, let me post 10 pictures right now because I'm drunk.
Yeah,
it's Halloween. I don't give a fuck. My followers is like horrible on that.
But because it's personal. Who cares?
Yeah, personal, and that's my family, and like it's my Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
And then my professional one, I just post like my content.
High end quality.
No BTS because I don't want anybody knowing how I take the shot because it's only like I'm only a brand, so right. I'm selling.
Yeah,
I'm not selling to Adobe.
Sure,
I'm only selling to my clientele. So that's my thing. My TikTok, on the other hand, yo, I'm curious. What the fuck are you doing?
You're kind of experimenting with TikTok.
Well, I kind of have a vision. Like, okay. I want to bring people to my Instagram who are like photography, they're into photography. They might hashtag San Diego photographer because he's looking one. And then I show my BTS and I'm like, oh damn, he knows what he's doing. Oh damn, his equipment is really nice. Oh damn, he's doing this, everything proper. Like, why can't he shoot my wedding? And then they go into my Instagram, like, oh shit, his work is good too. Boom, lock him in.
Right.
And that's my main goal. That's my, yeah. I'm being completely transparent.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, like I said, TikTok, I don't take that shit seriously. I edit that real quick.
That's on the good phone. Though, man. Cause you need a like space to like have fun and not care. Cause I am in the opposite where I care probably a little too much of what my image looks like. It's like, I don't post.
Bro, you put that on.
I don't post stupid shit, bro. Like,
no, you put
and like all my stupid. Okay, so this is the equivalent of your story. Your TikTok where you don't give a fuck, or in your personal Instagram.
Yeah,
that's Snapchat to me. I'll post dumb shit on Snapchat, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck about it, and I don't even post that much either. But like, the way I treat Snapchat is probably like the way you treat your personal Instagram. Like, I'll post phone shit all the time. Like, I'm posting food shit all the time. Like, I don't even do that on my freaking Instagram, bro. Like, I care too much about the image, because like my personal and my business account, it's weird because like
you're in a weird place.
Yeah, they're kind of like together, but they're not together.
Yeah,
because I still get hired through my personal, and I obviously get hired through my business account, but I got to show like I make cool shit, and then I make corporate boring whatever shit.
Yeah, well that I mean
it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it's you're in a weird place because yes, your personal stuff can like be a rapper, be like, oh shit, like he does cool stuff like this, and then your corporate shit is like more of your business account.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like that. But the only reason I did my personal one private was because I was like, dude, like I'm not posting anymore on any. I made a professional one, and I'm gonna just like concentrate on portraits and family and engagements and all that. And then I felt like a sense of freedom where like, okay, Instagram is like posting quick things and sharing this and that. It's like, I said, my Facebook. So that's why I did it. I don't know. And then after I did that, I was like, man, I can finally post on my freedom shit because it's private. I'm not afraid. I know I keep a check. I know I can name my followers.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And I don't know.
I'm a little envious of that because I don't have that feeling.
I don't know.
Because I feel like I need to be top of the line. Kind of you treat your profession like you only post your bangers. I only post bangers in my shit as much as bangers in my eyes, of course.
It's more pressure on you because you got to be more delicate.
And that's why I've been slow in posting, bro. Like I'm posting probably like once every 2 weeks, if that. First of all, like I haven't been traveling. I've been working a lot. I do have a few traveling dates during Christmas break, so I'm excited for that. But I just haven't been doing shit, bro. I've just been fucking grinding the whole time. Like I've been just fucking working, but like I don't even show the BTS of that anymore. Like as far as editing, it's like I've shown that many times. Like I don't want to be that same person that shows the same shit over and over and over again. Like it gets redundant and boring.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. But at the same time, it's like
it's just weird because like if you're not online, did he quit? Is he done freaking filming and is he done editing and shit like that? Like it's just a weird pressure.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel like for me though, like I don't know, maybe I don't because they know I'm a photographer and like I only post like when I'm, and for the most part, like sometimes I do have that feeling. Sometimes maybe the same pressure you have is like, damn, like I shot this photo shoot, but I don't think it fits my feed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like so I won't post it. And I'm like, damn, like I keep telling Chef, I'm like, should I post it? He's like, well, it's up to you. It's your fucking account. That's how you're gonna make money.
Typically, I get that Kristen answer too. Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, it doesn't feel like I'm not gonna post like pictures of like stuff that doesn't fit my feed.
Yeah, I feel like 70% of my content that I shoot is not online. You can't find it because it's not related to my, I guess, my grid or.
Yeah, and that's the, I mean, fucking, I was thinking about this last time. I was like, what is brand right now? Like, what is brand on Instagram? Because whatever you showcase on your Instagram is what you're shooting and shooting the clientele.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, if I shoot this other stuff, I can shoot. Maybe other people will hit me up for this, for a car shoot or this other blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to be so like, so we've always talked about this in the frame. I don't want to be so diverse where like I'm a Walmart. I want to be the Gucci. So I'm like, I want to be.
I like that you went like this.
Yeah, I was like, Gucci pays more than Walmart, so
they have a specific clientele. You're not for everybody.
No, and like I say, there are going to be those low peaks and those high peaks, but that's up to you to be consistent. We've had internal conversations where like we're playing chess, we're not playing checkers, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, bro. Like, it's like, when you said that, I was like, I get that because I'm doing that my photography thing. I'm not posting all these card pictures I'm taking and then like,
yeah, because you can post a ton of stuff, but you just choose not to because you're playing a wise game.
Yeah. And then it's like, honestly, man, let's be real. Somebody who wants to take a picture with the car isn't going to pay the amount of like, yo, take a picture for my birthday in this high end suit that I'm wearing. Like,
and we learned this from freaking with Jeremy Hutch. He says like, if they see my work and like, oh, hey, I'm interested in you creating some fitness content. Like, all right, this is the rate. Like, and he said himself, like, it's not my words. He said like, they're not going to pay that much. They're not going to pay you what you get paid on a corporate level.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the reality.
I'm just shooting it for that clientele that I know that my photography, I'm still happy creatively and I'm still happy when the shit's hitting my deposit. Like, I'm so happy both worlds and that's good.
I can relate to when you were saying like, I don't want to spread myself too thin because we talked off the record too, and I'll bring it up here. I don't care. It's like, man, I'm thinking about creating like, I don't know if I want to create a wedding Instagram page, have another fucking page and just dedicate that to just the wedding stuff because I've been pumping a lot of wedding content.
Yeah.
And it's the wedding stuff is so easy to repurpose the content. Like, it's very easy to shoot one wedding. You could easily get like 10 to 15 pieces of different content of that same specific wedding.
Yeah.
And you have an arsenal of content for that Instagram feed. So you'll post consistently. You get the more views, you get the more attention, you get the more inquiries, the more bookings eventually. Yeah. And right now, like, I try to be more corporate focused, working with individual brands. But right now I'm posting some weddings because, as we discussed earlier, I've been shooting a fuck ton of weddings right now. Yeah. And I've been editing a lot of weddings. Do I love shooting weddings? No, but the money's there. I'm not going to say no to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I'm in that dilemma. It's like, should I create another page? As like, I'm getting over social media. It's like, fuck. Like, the last thing I want to do is manage a third fucking Alberto Mendoza page, you know? So it's like, right now I'm just posting all of my A visuals account. So it's like, I don't care to an extent of what it looks like. It's not the cleanest grid because there's weddings, there's corporate, there's personal branding. It's like, it's kind of like a jack of all trades, but there's three fields though. Like, real estate, personal branding, and weddings, for example.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if I'm just overthinking it, but it's just cool to have this conversation out loud because I'm sure we're not the only ones who've been in this boat or are in this boat currently right now.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up because I'm like, dude, I love shooting anything.
Same.
I love shooting maternity. I love shooting engagement, and I love shooting models.
But what about weddings?
Weddings, I've only shot one.
Okay.
And it was cool, but it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of fucking work.
You have to earn every penny,
I shot that shit on my own. So you got to think about that. So I've shot these three things, right? And I'm in the same boat as Alberto. It's like, damn, think about it, guys. You're doing an engagement photo. That's two people. Two people who, if you ask your price really high, they're not going to fucking flinch because it's two people. Cut that in half. You shouldn't be worried. Shoot your shit high because there's two people, two incomes. I never
put that in consideration.
So it's two people who are going to be like, honey, that's only $300 and $300. That's $600. That's nothing. Okay, bet. But when you do a maternity, same thing, two people. But when you do a model, oh shit, like, do I really want to do this portfolio? Do I want to do this? Like, you know, it's a higher.
Can I myself pay $600?
Yeah, it's one of those things where our past guests have said who shoot models will be like, you know, you got to leverage yourself. Like, how much clout, how much money am I charging them?
Right.
That's understandable. But when it's two people, man, if I can evoke that emotion, I'm happy with that because that's art to me and I can edit that and make it a unique piece. At the same time, it's two people. They're not going to budge when I say my price and they're going to be like, honey, that's half. That's half. It's always going to be that one person in the relationship is going to be like, that's divided by two.
Right.
Like, all right, that makes sense. That's like my tip for you guys.
No, I feel you, man. That's actually a solid tip, man, because I never put that in consideration is how many people are in that party are going to pay for it, for example. But for the
wedding food, padrinos and shit?
That's exactly what happened, man. Like, oh, like my godfathers are going to freaking pay for this. So, I mean, it's still a hefty fucking price. I
got six padrinos for the wedding bill. That's $200,
shit, bro. Shit, no wonder that Catholic wedding I did the other day took forever.
Bro, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, bro. There goes a dislike.
There's like 20 buttons.
Damn, bro.
That's fucked up, man.
20 dislikes.
But yeah, man, that was a dope conversation. Hey, we never discussed this. I think we should discuss it briefly. I don't know much about it, but what do you think about Facebook Meta?
Meta? Bro, I don't know. I keep deleting Facebook because I have like no storage in my room. So I just like...
Are you still on the 64?
Yeah, I have the 128.
How would you fill your 128, bro? I can't even try to fill my 128.
Work, bro. Text, photos. I do a lot of stuff. Delete your
threads. Like,
no, I can't delete the threads because it's like I have to like... History.
Jeez. Yeah, paper trail.
But photos, videos, yeah, I use it as a backup.
I don't know how you can fill up the 128.
I'm a hoarder, bro.
I was legit thinking about it today. Like, I'm like, man, like I still haven't filled up my 128. I've had this since, this is the 11. So what's been 2 years since this one came out? The 11.
Well, how many gigs?
128.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, you do a better job.
But remember, I do a good job at managing. I'm not a hoarder when it comes to media. Like, I delete shit that I don't need anymore. And I delete the deleted part because some people forget about throwing away the recycling bin.
Yeah. The only reason was because I had this phone when I had my old Mac. So a bunch of podcasts are in here.
Oh, you got it.
And
yeah.
A bunch of files and stuff. Yeah. And I always kept them just like oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know what's going to... But now I have my new Mac and I'm doing a better job managing it. I have an external drive and this and that.
Yeah.
And
get those external drives, man. They're not expensive, believe it or not, man.
They're getting cheaper by the cheaper, man.
Yeah, I know we're going through heavy inflation, but for some reason, like the storage doesn't cost too much. I mean, it still costs a lot, relatively speaking, but... It's not increasing like dramatically.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Facebook Meta, man. Yeah, I just know when you open up Instagram, it does say Meta instead of instead of Facebook. At least mine does. Mine says Meta.
I haven't updated
it. I feel like it's gonna be weird. I don't know much about the Fortnite world because I know it's gonna be something equivalent to that, like how people are in a virtual world, like kind of like Ready Player One. I don't know if you've seen that film.
Nah.
It's pretty good. You're pretty much like a freaking video game character and you're in his virtual world.
What does it say? Your Facebook name, your real name?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's going to be very interesting. The direction that we're going to, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing or scary. Well, what the fuck
is made anyways?
It's supposed to be like a virtual... I'm going to sound like a dipshit because I don't know shit about that Sims? Much. But it's kind of like a Sims. Yeah, perfect example. It's going to be kind of like the Sims. You're going to be a character in there. And from there, you can do like all this sort of like online shopping. I feel like there's going to be so many millionaires going to be birthed in that time. Because like everything's going digital at this point. Like people, how many influencers do you know that are like selling some sort of shit online?
Yeah.
In digital space. Like I'm like this close to, I'm actually gonna buy this like course from the homie Zach. And he's like teaching you like how to like sell an online digital product, man. Cause I don't want to be a freelance for the rest of my life, man. I do want to film forever, but I don't want to be filming a fucking video that I don't care about that much in my 40s. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'd rather work hard as fuck for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Spend the money to market and all that good shit and produce this content and then have that piece of content make me money over time. You want
a passive income. Yeah.
Exactly. I do want passive income. I want to fucking make money while I'm sleeping. And so, like, I do have other investments going on, but it's like, I still want to tackle that because that could be like a real thing. And everyone's succeeding, and all these micro influencers that have less than 10,000 followers, they're making the bag right now, man. Like it's, I'm telling you, man, this is 1849 gold rush right now.
I was gonna say that too.
Anyways, we're running out of time right here. Let's go for frame of the week. Where can people find you at though while I get this photo?
You guys can find me at petercollinframes.com, Instagram petercollinframes, and TikTok petercollinframes. See all my corny shit there. What about you?
And you can find me at Instagram, @A_Mendoza_, and on albertovisuals.com if you want to see my corporate shit. Hey man, I'm not that fucking influencer YouTuber that teaches you how to fucking shoot video all fucking day, but you can't even see their actual work to like see, hey, let me see the shit that you teach. Let me see if you apply it to your own work. Let me see how good your work is. They have 10 million subscribers and you can never see their work.
Yeah.
That annoys me for some reason, man.
Dude, me too, dude.
Like, I'm like, all right, cool, man. Like, you're showing how to do this shit and you're doing good on YouTube, but let's see your work now. I want to see the proof.
Yeah.
So, yeah, feel free to judge that shit if you want. But, yeah, friend of the week is going to go to @KimberlyMay_photography. And this shot is fire.
Yeah. What, my hunting, bro? What? Flashbacks?
Yeah, this is dope.
TVT, bro.
I love like the I mean, they're trees, I guess. Dramatic. I almost say like wood.
The depth
like,
of field is there.
Yeah, that's why. And this kind of looks like an 85 look. What do you think? Or definitely something high focal.
It's like a 55. It's not as compressed. There's a lot of trees around.
So in the 50-ish?
55.
35-ish maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dope shot. It's Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, the first frame really caught my eye because like the
fall
depth.
Fall vibes.
Yeah, definitely fall vibes. So yeah, Kimberly May, you shoot some dope shit, man. Keep it up, man. Thanks for supporting the Potter.
Yeah. Guys, this is going to do it for episode number 59. Holy 59. Shit, 60,
one more
bro.
To 60.
Almost up to that retirement age. No, I'm just kidding. 62 or 63. That's going to do it. Berto Mendoza, catch him. Peter Collins, we'll catch you on episode number fucking 60, man.
Crazy.
Peace.